WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the fun season. Ravens schedule, Orioles playing the Pirates. I'm giving away Maryland lottery tickets. We're having crab cakes. Bid State Fair this weekend in Catonsville on Friday. Giving away the instant lottery scratch-offs. Our friends at Window Nation will make me wear the fun floppy hat. I'm kind of enjoying this. I like that picture I put up on the front of Baltimore Positive with Pete Carringi last week from McFalls over in Essex. State Fair this week, and then we're going to be at the local in Falston on the 23rd. Kind of taking a little time down for Preakness next week. Giving a little time to breathe. Got some Oriole baseball going on. John Waite in town. Janet Jackson singing Nasty, Nasty Boys. This guy has, much like his compadre Bill Cole, sort of evaporated on me. I mean, one of us ran off to Maui and was ready to do radio at 3 o'clock in the morning from Kanapale, and some of us were just off doing other things. This guy has been holding it all together as our chief digital officer and strategist. I just added an S to that. He is Mike Rosenfeld. We welcome him back on from Web Connection, your outsourced chief digital officer. Terp fan, Oriole fan, Raven fan, traveling man, Tommy Conwell lover, and old friend. Where have you been hiding? I've been giving you and Cole trouble. Like, Raskin's figured it out, and Dennis is for you guys have just disappeared on me. Where you been?
You know, it's interesting for you to say where have we been hiding when you're traveling the globe following, you know.
Nobody knew I was gone, though. Nobody knew I was gone. We put nothing online. To the last day, it was surprise. It was kind of like when the Ravens did the London thing on Wednesday morning. Surprise!
Right. You know, creating a business that allows you the flexibility to be able to go and no one know that you're gone is a beautiful thing. It's something.
Dude, I was on the hills there in Maui thinking, in Kihei, thinking, is there a way? Is there any way?
Believe me, you know, I are you saying anyway, like I can extend this for like the rest of my life? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, is there any way we could figure this out to make this work?
I have often done the same. And I guess like you, my network is here. So if I could just feel confident I could be somewhere else and live.
They have really fast, high speed internet. I was over there and the Orioles had won for like a week and I wasn't going to keep Luke hanging on a Monday morning, right? Like the Orioles are winning games and they forced me to do a radio segment with Luke. I did it in front of a bunch of a talking bird that said aloha every morning. Did you see my talking bird on Facebook?
I did not see that, but now I got to search it out.
You want to go see the cockatoo that says aloha, aloha. So I did my show out in the open in the lobby because it was 3 a.m. and I didn't want to wake my wife up. So I'm literally in the lobby. I have flamingos, big, stinky flamingos. They eat fish. They smell like sardines, but they're beautiful. And so I managed to work because I had 250 up and 250 down, and I had better speed than Luke had in PA. So I'm telling you, it's remote. It's distant, but it's doable. I promise me, you know, like you have you ever been to Hawaii?
I have. I was at the Big Island. It was probably one of the greatest experiences. You know,
the Ravens want to do something. Play in Honolulu. Forget Tottenham.
Yeah. I'll never forget the Big Island. You're on the west side, which is like a desert. The east side in Hilo has the most rain in the United States. And between the two, because we took a helicopter ride from one to the other, is a mountain peak that has snow on it 12 months of the year. And lava flows. It's just a very interesting spot. And I loved it. You know,
see, now, if you would have told me that before I went, I might have gone. Everybody, I ran into Jimmy Smith, Ravens champion Jimmy Smith, and his wife at the Chaucer in Highlandtown, your old stomping grounds. Some would call it Upper Canton. I call it Highlandtown. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's on Highland Avenue. So I'm at the Chaucer about a month ago. It was the weekend before we were going to Hawaii. We didn't tell anybody we were going to Hawaii, right? We're kind of private about that kind of stuff. And told Jimmy we're going to Hawaii. His wife's from Kauai. Lovely, his wife. Just a lovely woman. I mean, she's Hawaiian and lovely. And came over and was – and they're trying to sell us on going to Kauai. I swear to God, I came home that night and looked and figured out. And I'm like, I can't afford Kauai.
Right.
you know, but nonetheless – And now you're selling me on a whole different island. Don't get me started on this. I'll get over there exploring because the internet works and I could sneak over there for a week or two and do some radio, you know?
Well, the Big Island is the newest of them. The volcano is still active, so it's still changing and growing. And it's just like you're back in time. I mean, it's just amazing.
Jurassic Park kind of stuff. All right, so look, you want to talk about the Ravens? I know you do. Same thing with Bill Cole this week. I feel like, my God, we haven't talked since before the draft, since before Lamar, since before Odell Beckham. I don't think I got any of that with you. And now we have like a game in London, and you're that guy, right? Like they're playing in Santa Clara, they're playing in LA, playing in Arizona. Everybody thought they were going to Nashville. I had Dennis on the air, you know. Earlier in the week, he's like, I just hope they don't screw up the Tennessee game and move that to London. And before the whole thing even got going, Wednesday morning, we wake up and find out they're going to London. And you're interested, right?
I am. I'm not. I most of my going to away games days are probably behind me,
Okay.
but because I've done it, but I've not been to London. It's definitely on the list. It happens to be coincide with Premier League, and if I could go out there and have a London experience, two sporting events, culture, and get that in maybe 5 days.
You've never been to London in your life,
Never been
right?
to London.
You've been to Europe?
I've been multiple places in Europe. For whatever reason, London hasn't been one of them.
It's super expensive. I mean, I'm just going to say people are going to be really sticker shocked at the pound and the euro and it's just that it's a different gig. I mean, I ran around Amsterdam last summer and things were 20% cheaper than here. Most things were. And the minute London happened, I went on, and the first thing I do is, what's the exchange? So the exchange on Wednesday morning was 127 to 1. So then I go to rooms, and I'm like, how much is like a typical Marriott room? £285, which is $425, right? So all of a sudden, and then I looked at flights, and like the cheapest flights. You know, the old $399 round trip, that's not on right now, right? Like what's on right now is gas prices, war going on over there, Putin being a jerk, like all this stuff happening, and it's going to be a grand to get there. If you get a
Right.
good deal, you know what I mean? If
Right.
you get a good deal, it's going to be 800. So I looked at it and said, pump the brakes a little bit. This is, but I looked at Nashville. Nashville's $400 a night to go to Nashville for anything, right?
Right.
And in New York pricing, and it's a hell of an investment now. I mean, I'll just say that. Like, if you're going over there, you better really want to go to London in October. And a lot of our fans went the first time. I was one of them. I took 200 people. I ran the most affordable trip by a lot because I'm kind of sly like that. I like saving people money. I'm big into
Right.
that. But it's a real trip. It really is.
Right.
It's way more expensive than it was in 17.
Right.
Bite leg two.
Well, I guess a savvy person would say, and like I said, all the places you were mentioning that they're going to be going to are place in the US are places I've been, but I may be patient, wait 2 days. My fear was that all of the good flights for $800 would be gone, so that you then have to
There's
go
going to be
to
100 ways to
Stockholm.
get over there. I mean, come on. You can fly into Frankfurt. You can fly into Amsterdam. You can shuttle over from Paris. There, it's a big, I was going to say a big country. It's a big continent.
And the other challenge is that you asked about Europe. I'm coming back 1 month prior to that from about 11 days in Portugal. So do I really want to fly over again? But I'll work it
Why
out.
Portugal? What do you what? I mean, Raskin was there. What's? I mean, I love Pastéis de Nada. I'm down. Why are you going to Portugal? What is it about Portugal?
That would have been my wife's call.
Okay.
I'm really, really dying. We talk about being able to go away. So I've positioned myself as you did, and have to leverage technology and be able to work from anywhere in the world.
It's hard to go away and own your own business for 10 days. And I'm saying that today on National Small Business Day. You know what I mean? So And I've had national small business. I had Allison Felix on this week talking about national small. Like, it's hard, but it's easier because of technology. But going away, there's a lot to do when you go away. Even if you don't have kids and you're like me and my wife, I mean, we got a cat. It's difficult and it's expensive and we're getting older and you have to really want to do it. It's a lot of effort, right?
Yeah. So I have this, for whatever reason, I have this Thailand thing where I really would like to go to Thailand.
My kid's got that. He wants to do that. Bangkok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my wife has very little interest in that. And nor.
I'll go with you. Let's go.
Does she have the flexibility to be able to go? Because she works somewhere. And I work and can work from anywhere. So Thailand isn't happening. Portugal is a popular destination.
If you and I go to Thailand, we got to go to Phuket. All right.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right. And we got to stop off in Surabaya or go to Bali, and we got to get Brian Rousham up to join us and hang out with us. Yeah. Okay. I'm in. When do you want to do it?
That's like, if you're going to go, that's got to be a 10-day, 2-week minimum, you know.
Listen, you didn't hear me say this, but let's do that. And here's what we'll do. We'll watch the Ravens game from Tottenham from there.
Oh, well, that would be, I think now you're being very aggressive, but let's see.
Hey, anyway, it's my 55th birthday. I can do whatever I want.
That's great. Well, good for you. So anyway, we're going to Portugal. I'm going with 3 other couples that we travel with, and I'm looking forward to it. And we're starting in the north and then working all the way down south.
So you're doing a big thing. Okay, I get it. I get it. It's a wife trip. You're in. You're doing the research. You're riding bikes. You're drinking port. You're eating pastéis de nata. I get it. Having cafes. I'm down. I've never been to Portugal, but I would go. I would go to Portugal.
Yeah. And we're going right after, just like in the U.S., right after the holidays season there. It'll still be busy, but not nearly as busy. And it'll still be in the, you know, low 80s, high 70s every day. So,
nobody should ever go to London and not do the Churchill thing. So if you go to London, make sure you do the Churchill thing. Okay.
Right.
Important. Yeah. Go to the bunker there because you'll figure that out. All right. So Lamar, Ravens, Odell Beckham, Eric DaCosta, their better football team, Rockison, Zay Flowers. They're winning the Super Bowl, right? I mean, you better save your money for that. Forget this London and Thailand thing. You better be saving up for Vegas. We're all going to Vegas in February.
I'm looking forward to the season in a way that I haven't recently. And it's only because, you know, new offensive coordinator, new tools, new weapons. I'm curious to see what will happen on the offensive side. I am concerned about the cornerback depth, and who's going to rush the passer and things like that. But what's that?
So are they.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, to have faith in someone's got to step up this year. One of these young people have got to step up this year. That's putting a lot of faith in there. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the schedule release. I was looking forward to the draft. I was shocked. I totally expected them to trade out of the first round because they didn't have their picks. They got the player that my son really coveted. So he was really into it. He's like, you know, following it. So it's all good. You know, it's all good. I mean,
it's been an amazing football offseason. It has not been without drama, conversation, hopes, dreams, and the hopes. And it's ended, at least for now, an incredibly happy ending of an off season for the Ravens that everybody, as long as Lamar's upright, should shut up and be ready to play these lousy preseason games that nobody plays in. And, you know, whether it's London, Santa Clara, LA, your trip of choice, your home game of choice, whatever it is, we're going to have a real season around it. And we have a real baseball season too. And that's what I was going to say to you is like, we had a plague, right? We had the city on fire. We've had political turmoil. We've had a lot of all the after effects of COVID. This has been the most normal 6 weeks where sports has been on the front page. It was the way I was when I was a kid. Lacrosse people lacrossed up. I looked at the CFG Bank Arena schedule, and I saw the piece you and I did about 6 months ago about, hey, these guys are coming in, and this Bryan Adams is coming, and Janet Jackson's coming, and Adam Sandler's coming, and Blink-182's coming, and all the big shows are coming, and the circus is coming too, and John Mayer's coming. And I look down the schedule, and it's unlike anything Baltimore has ever had. Like, literally. And Springsteen and the Eagles and Earth, Wind & Fire and Lionel Richie, and Baltimore's never had anything like a chance to be in first place. The Pirates are in town this week, right? Like, the Orioles are relevant. It doesn't matter. If people aren't going, that's on the Orioles. But it's there, and it's relevant. The Ravens, very relevant. Playing in London, playing all over the place. You could spend your money on the Ravens. You could buy a Lamar jersey and know that he's going to be here for the next 3 years because they paid for it. And sports is back. Entertainment's back. And I keep saying, I was at a Lexington Market last week with Ron from the Hippodrome. Hippodrome's getting big shows. People are going to the Hippodrome. I know you've been down to the Hippodrome recently. Things are picking up. What we've been wanting to do with Baltimore Positive, like, part of it is sports and the baseball, mm-hmm. football team being relevant. We've got that for the first time in a long time, both together.
Look, Baltimore Positive is your thing, but I have been a more half full guy than a half empty guy on the city. There's no question that the city's got problems. Cities in the U.S. have problems. But anytime our city makes moves to improve is all right with me. And
I drove by Port Covington on the way to the airport the other day. Oh my God, right?
When you drive into the city and you see cranes, any city, you see cranes in the sky, you know good stuff's happening, you know?
Investment is being made.
And you talk about the Orioles. I mean, my sons, you know, one's 29. I can't believe that because I'm not that old. 29 and 25 grew up with the stinky Orioles and the good Ravens. But you know, I was like, you don't understand what really competitive baseball feels like. And, you know, and they are every day, thank God, one's in Chicago, one lives for now in downtown Baltimore.
Every time you say that, I start to sing the Dan Fogelberg song. One went to Chicago.
Yeah.
To St. Paul Street. Yes.
Every day there's a chain about the Orioles, per at bat, good inning. Grayson tipped his hat. Yes, you know, just watching it. And I'm actually going to my second game tonight of the season.
Okay.
And I think that's breaking records as far as how early in the season I've made it to my second game.
I want to see Ohtani pitch. It's Monday. John Waite is singing for free down at Guinness. Like, I'm going to see John Waite, but I'd like to see Ohtani pitch, if not pitch, play. So they'll get me to the ballpark. The minute some guy like you has an extra ticket and offers me a chance to go, I'll go. First free ticket, Nestor's going to be, if it's free, it's for me, because I don't give the Angelos family money. It's a personal thing. But I love baseball. I love the team. We're enjoying watching. I love Ben. I've always loved Ben McDonald. Like, and Ben knows I love Ben. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Ben's in my phone. Ben's been a friend for 30 years. You and I were kids when Ben got drafted and we stunk in 88 and it mattered a lot. And Ben was going to be the great hope. I love Ben McDonald. And not just because he bought me Benihana in Toronto back in 93 and we drank a few beers together. I never hunted alligators with him, but I was invited to do so. He invited me down.
When I heard that Ben McDonald was going to be doing broadcasting, I was like, what? You know?
Why does he want to do it? Why does he? And, you know, I'll tell you a Ben McDonald story that, and if I have him on, they won't let him come on, right? I don't think. May, I don't know. I love Ben, though. I knew Ben well from being his age. We are the same age. He's a year older than me. But in that era, I was with the team everywhere. I still would do all of that if they would let me, right? I loved all that. I loved my time in Toronto and Boston and Detroit and Cleveland and all these places I would go to, Kansas City, to see. I love baseball, right? My last name's Aparicio, by the way. Even though my jersey says Pastorini, just so you know. So Ben, and I'll never forget this, I was with Ben and Brad Pennington, who remains a dear friend of mine. We went to lunch at Benihana in the Royal York Hotel in Toronto. Beautiful, old, fabulous, Victorian-like, beautiful hotel. And there was a Benihana in the basement of it. Beautiful Benihana. And we, or as Ben would say, let's go over to Benihana's. Get a cab. We'll go over to Benihana's. I'm buying. It's pretty good, Ben. So we go over. We're having lunch, and they're chopping it up, throwing the shrimp up. We're trying to catch it, the whole deal, right? And I got to talking to them about baseball and growing up and taking the bus to Memorial Stadium. And I said to Ben, you grew up in Louisiana. Like, he said, oh, I only saw one big league game before I was in a game. My dad, it took me to Houston. I saw Nolan Ryan pitch when I was a boy. I'm like, you only saw one big league game before you came out of I was in Ocean City grilling steaks with John Raphaelides the day that Ben McDonald came in. Memorials, we were pissed we weren't there. It was our beach vacation. I remember where I was when Ben McDonald made his debut. And like, I said, you'd never been to a, he'd never been to a game. And Pennington's like, he grew up near Cincinnati. So he went to some games and, you know, a once a year, kind of where you are in your life right now. But he had been to ball games. And I'm thinking, Ben's at this point in his life, his kids play. I saw his picture of his daughter, the whole deal. And I'm thinking, why does he want to be in Baltimore? You know what I mean? Like that my thought was, why do you want to be at baseball games 115 nights a year? Ben McDonald loves baseball. And I like, it comes through. It oozes out of him, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And the knowledge and you know, just
enthusiasm.
Things.
He's enthusiastic. I love
he
Ben.
He is. And he's far exceeded what I would have expected. And I don't know why I didn't expect more. We can evaluate that separately, but I enjoy Ben. And I know he does college games, I think.
Yeah, he was doing ESPN. Yeah, I mean, I caught him doing college games. I mean, clearly this is something, it's a passion. I haven't talked to him about it. I haven't had a beer with Ben McDonald in 20 years. I've chatted with him, you know, here and again, but I haven't had him on. And I don't know why I'd love to find out all of that. I love Ben. By the way, I must take a moment and give a public service announcement for our friends at Chesapeake Feline Association up in Cecil County and Karen Burkhardt. We adopted a couple of cats up at Adam's Jeep last weekend with Mike Bordick. And I just want to say Mike Bordick is as fine a person as I know. Like just on a, I have known Bordy 30 years or going on 30 years now, 26 years, whatever it's been, 27 years. Just a really super guy. And I sort of miss, it's a shame Bordick isn't a part of the winning teams, right, on TV too. So I don't want to take, and everybody knows my affinity for Jim Palmer. I haven't been to the, I went to opening day, but I haven't been to any of the other games. All of the rest of it, you're spending the night with Chuck and Bill or Brooks and Scotty or John Miller or whoever generationally it is. Right now it's good. It's a good broadcast. And you know why I knew it was a good broadcast? I watched that Peacock thing the other day and I'm like, give me Masson back. And I've never said that in my life, but Oriole baseball, you're watching every night. That's awesome, isn't it?
It's really awesome. And as I said, I'm watching it and my kids are not under my roof anymore, but they're watching it at the same time and every single day. And we're texting about the game and there's sadness on games off. They're like, oh my God, what am I, you know, there's no Oriole game to watch. And my youngest son has a tradition that after every win, he sends a animated GIF of the Oriole bird doing something, you know, to do it. And I was running around yesterday and I wasn't able to watch the end of the game. And I didn't know that I knew that Bautista was having some troubles again in the ninth inning. And I didn't know if we were going to pull it out. And all of a sudden I get the GIF of the Oriole bird. I knew this was in the win column. So
if you got a picture of Don Stanhouse, that would have probably not.
The Don Stanhouse reference was made just 12 hours ago to my kids when they're like, this is torture. And I'm like, you don't know torture. At least my recollection of Don Stanhouse was uncomfortable. Every time Don Stanhouse came in, they're like, who's Don Stanhouse?
Who's Don Stanhouse? These are the kids that need the Peter Principles is what they, you know, they need something like the Peter Principles. Just so you know, the Don Stanhouse reference is the freshest thing on my Twitter feed right now. My dear friend, Bo Smoka, who works over at the press box, tweeted at Luke that telling you there is a Don Stanhouse element there. And I tweeted out, I was there in 79. there were some good times too. All right. So there's a picture of Earl and Don Stairs. By the way, my pal is working on my pal John Miller, not that John Miller, another John Miller, is working on an Earl Weaver book. And I'm having him on next week to talk all things Earl Weaver. Mike Rosenfeld will talk all things CDO. That's Chief Digital Officer. I'm adding yes, strategist. He's at webconnection.com. He is our friend, our helper, keeps us our wise conversations, wise and intelligent. Tell everybody what you do out there to wrap this up in a bow in case somebody needs what I needed, which is a guy like you looking over my shoulder saying, shouldn't do that on the internet. Probably should. These are best practices.
Right. So I spend most of my career helping large brands with their digital strategy and realize that, you know, small to mid-sized businesses need a digital leader also. They're just not in a position to afford a $250,000, $350,000 a year executive. So I created this practice to help small to mid-sized businesses who like are tired of seeing their competitors kicking their ass online, coming up in front of them on search engines, filling the funnel with opportunities.
I'm surprised 1057 ain't called you yet.
Yeah. So I help businesses who are like, you know what? I'm tired of losing. I want to be more competitive. I don't know what I'm doing. My head of marketing is doing the best that they can, but they don't really understand the digital landscape, and they need someone to set the stage and create the strategy. And I do it in a way that's affordable for most businesses so that they can compete. So that's what Web Connection does.
You know what I do on the web? Everything, right, at Baltimore Positive. But in the time that we got on together here today with this London thing, and the Ravens playing at Tottenham, the first thing I did was Google the rooms, the flights, and the next thing I did, and you know I got a bucket list thing going on right now. A friend of mine is in Kukenhof right now, Lori Piper, Jerry Piper. They're in Kukenhof looking at the tulips blooming just south of Amsterdam. They're in the fields literally right today on National Small Business Owners Day, by the way. And so I've got Royal Albert Hall on my bucket list. I had a chance to go see Ryan Adams, not Brian, Ryan with the R, the guy that's been accused of all the crimes, not a very good dude. He played the last time the Ravens played there, but I was at the Pink Floyd exhibit next door at the Science Center with John Modell. It was a Pink Floyd wall thing. So the first thing I did was Royal Albert Hall. There's nothing booked on my 55th birthday, October 14th. The Ravens are in town the 15th. Sammy Hagar's birthday is the 13th. There was a little Cabo thought there. So I don't know what I'm doing. But if, like, Frampton shows up at Royal Albert Hall or something monumental, Paul Rogers shows up there or something, that will be my calling for you and I to go hand in hand to, you know, I'll take you to the Churchill bunkers and all that. But I hope you make it to London, bro. I would encourage every – it's a beautiful trip. I just said don't be sticker shocked. There ain't nothing in London coming free.
Yeah, I hear you.
Fish and chips, mate. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Ravens schedule, Orioles baseball, and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.